Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involved in over 3,000 players from right across the country. The OJHL playoffs are underway, and one team that's already punched his ticket to the second round is the number two nationally ranked Georgetown Raiders. Joining us now is their head coach and general manager, Greg Walters. Greg, congratulations on your first round win, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
So you knocked out Mike Pekka and the Buffalo Junior Sabres in the opening round of the playoffs in just five games. Talk to me about that series. What was that like to get that done pretty quickly?
Yeah, the first two games were in Georgetown, so we took it to them pretty good. But and to their credit, John Tucker on the bench and Nick Tozzolino and obviously Mike Pekka and Larry Playfair, they got a great organization over there, and they came out real hard against us in Game 3 and won the game. And we were lucky to sneak in Game 4 in overtime, and then we took it to them back home. But it was definitely a tight series, and we're looking forward to our next round here.
Greg, it doesn't get much easier right now because you're going to take on the Toronto Junior Canadians, who beat the St. Michael's Buzzers in Game 7. There's an old adage that says, rest or rust. Do you think it's an advantage or disadvantage that you got it done so quickly?
Well, and because of ice scheduling, we actually start tonight, so they're definitely ready to go after playing last night in Game 7. But our guys are ready. We have a lot of guys back from last year's team who lost in the finals, so we know what it's all about, and we'll definitely be ready to go. It's going to be a tough series, and But like I said, our guys are ready. We had two real good days of practice, so we're ready to go tonight.
You got a couple guys who've been on fire. Jack Jacome led the O in points this season with 91. He currently has 6 points already in the playoffs. Tell us about this kid.
Well, he is the ultimate kid. He's not very big. He's probably 5'8 or 5'9, but he plays like he's 6'4. He leads our team in block shots, and he's a complete 200-foot game guy. He never cheats offense, so he's definitely the heart and soul of our team. He never stops working, and this kid's got a real bright future going to Clarkson. They got one hell of a player there in Clarkson for in the coming years.
So Jack's already committed to Clarkson. Tell me about some of the other kids on your team that U.S. schools are keeping an eye on right now, who are, they're looking to try to make it the RBC Cup, but they're also thinking about their own personal futures as well.
Yeah, we've Jack's linemate, Josh Dickinson, also committed to Clarkson, and Josh is going next year, actually. Jack still is going to stay back one more year, but Josh is a huge part of our team. Big centerman with skill, and again, he plays a 200-foot game, so... And then on the back end, we got Matthew Tom, who's going to Princeton next year. Big, strong right-handed shot D, and a great kid, and a big future down there as well. And Austin Cho is RIP, and another had a great season at 40 points for us. We have another kid, Carson Pierce, who's a young guy, who's still got a couple years of junior left, but he's committed to Clarkson as well. And then we go to our back end. We have two number one goalies, and they're both being heavily recruited from the U.S.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Georgetown has had such a great tradition in terms of seeing kids go on to play in scholarships. You had another 45-win season this year during the regular season, off to a great start in the postseason. What are the chances this team has what it takes to make it to and then ultimately win the RBC Cup this year? Is this what you want going into the Nationals?
Yeah, like I said, losing last year in the finals to Trenton with a very young team, and we gained a lot of confidence, and we know what it takes to get there now, and this team's a lot deeper than last year, but within our defense and in our goaltending. We have two number ones, and we have four lines that can play. So we're a very deep team, and at the deadlines, I thought we were a little bit small. So we added some size. So the size and toughness is there as well. So it's all there for us. It's as you know, it's playoff hockey, and anything can happen. But we're confident that we can. To make a big push, but junior Canadians are going to be tough, and then definitely Oakville and whoever comes out of Oakville and Burlington is going to be a very tough matchup. And we like our chances, but how it is at playoff hockey, anything can happen. But we're definitely ready to go here and get things going tonight.
Well, full disclosure, there's always been a soft spot in my heart for the organization since my kid himself played. For you guys, man, it's a long time ago now. It's almost a decade now. I'm getting old. great talking to you. Congratulations on your team's success and good luck.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me, guys.
That was Georgetown Raiders head coach and general manager Greg Walters, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.